Katya replied vaguely. I come from a small place. I have parents, a brother, a sister, and grandparents.
What are they like?
Jesse wanted to know. Oh, they are not very interesting, Katya said, shredding her napkin. Jesse wondered why the girl was so nervous all of a sudden. Could I have a glass of water? Katya asked.
Of course.
Henry got up to fetch Katya some water. Jesse went with him, carrying paper plates. Away from the table, she whispered,
What's wrong with Katya?
I don't know, Henry said in a low voice. Whenever we ask her anything about Russia, she changes the subject.
It's pretty mysterious,
Jesse said.
We'd better get back, Henry said. The others will wonder what we're talking about.
Outside again, the children strolled around the square. Katya was fascinated by a shop that sold only teddy bears. Look at that bear with the big red bow, she remarked, pointing at a large bear in the window. He is so cute.
I am a stuffed bear,
Benny told her.
Watch is jealous of him.
That made everyone laugh. As they walked along, Henry had an odd feeling. The street lamps cast long shadows in front of them. Henry noticed a sixth shadow apart from their group. Whenever they stopped to look at something, light footsteps behind them stopped too. Using the reflection of a jewelry store window, Henry saw a figure in a baseball cap hiding behind a tree. They moved on again, the figure trailing them. They were being followed. Suddenly, Henry whirled around. Just as quickly, the figure ducked inside a yogurt shop.
What are you doing?
Violet asked her brother.
Someone is following us, Henry told the others. Let's wait. The guy has to come out sometime.
They pressed up against the wall of the yogurt shop so they couldn't be seen from the inside. The figure in the baseball cap came out a few moments later. When the person spotted the Aldens, he or she dashed across the square. Jesse recognized those blue sweatpants.
I bet I know who it is, she declared.
Who?
Asked Benny.
Well, I don't know who exactly, Jesse said, but I saw her at the sports arena this afternoon. She was sitting in the bleachers watching us. She had on blue sweatpants.
We can't be sure if our follower is a man or a woman, Henry stated.
The runner was just a flash of blue sweatpants and a brown trench coat.
With that coat and baseball cap, it's impossible to tell.
Why would two people in blue sweatpants spy on us?
Jesse asked.
Well, why would one person? Something is definitely weird,
Violet agreed. Benny's face was solemn under the street lamp.
Looks like we've got another mystery.